Broad Community Connections is an organization in charge of developing the old Schwegman's grocery store on Broad Street. It'll house a Whole Foods and several community-based organizations. But that's not all they've been working on. Executive Director Jeff Schwartz wants long-standing businesses on Broad to shine too. He filled me in on his iconic signage project.
We had been brainstorming how a very eclectic corridor like Broad Street that has 120 small businesses on it that doesn't really have a building typology that defines it, how we could really try and start to unify the corridor. So what we decided to do was to create a signage project that harkened back to sort of the heyday of Broad Street. And the very specific inspiration was Crescent City Steaks and their very iconic neon sign that reflected what the business actually did, which was sell steaks.
Last month, the project helped out a Broad Street icon that's not exactly a business, unless you count serving drinks and throwing coconuts, the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club. Newly elected Zulu president Naaman Stewart says that his 600 members were open to a new look.
Because Zulu is more than a 100-year organization, and so we're real particular and real peculiar about what we do and the way that we do things. For the longest, this organization has been defined by, you know, the black and yellow checkerboard door, which is still there, but also the arcing of Social Aid and Pleasure Club and, you know, obviously the 732 North Broad below that. So there's a huge identity to that sign, so much that it created a certain anxiety about how it would look and how it would feel and how it would be received.
But there were other concerns because Zulu and Broad Community Connections had some tension last year. Zulu also had eyes on the Schwegman's building as a way to expand its headquarters. The current club sits just a few blocks away at Broad and St. Anne. The owners of the Schwegman building approached Zulu and the club got excited, even sending out a premature tweet about the potential purchase. Naaman Stewart was not yet in office but remembers this time.
Well, there had been some talk in the media that we were going to acquire or purchase that property. That turned out not to be the case.
Turns out that the building was already spoken for. Broad Community Connections had a longstanding contract to buy the building, but it had stalled, explains Jeff Schwartz.
We had invested at that point over 2 years of our time and energy into that refresh project. And so it was just sort of a situation where, you know, we were excited to move forward and, you know, didn't want anything to mess that up, I guess.
When President Stewart took over Zulu in June of 2012, he made peace over the issue.
I just felt the need to cut straight to the chase and, you know, talk about how we could work together and talk about how we could make the community better. I mean, my vision, you know, it's about bringing people together. It's about unifying. It's about kumbaya.
Jeff Schwartz weighs in.
It's sort of a silver lining. I mean, it wasn't even that we were ever at odds with them. I think it was really just that, you know, everybody wants to sort of see something big happen on Broad. And so it was sort of like one of those unintended situations where, yeah, it really brought our two organizations closer together.
So what could have been a major point of contention resulted in an introduction, and Zulu and Broad Community Connections came together for the new neon sign. Neon letters now spell out Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club, and the Zulu crest, a purple shield with a big Z, shines on the wrought iron balcony above. Stewart says his members are pleased with the finished product. Plus, it's great advertising.
Because you can ride down the street at night now and look across the street and know this is the home of the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club. So just a good feeling right now, you know, real warm and fuzzy feeling about Zulu.
And that makes Zulus proud, like Frank Richard, a Zulu member for over 25 years who shared his particularly significant point of view.
I am by trade in the sign business. I was a sign painter for years, and I really appreciate good signs, and that's a beautiful sign.
The new sign also speaks to Zulu's future on the Broad Street corridor. Developer Jeff Schwartz envisions a mix of old and new storefronts and signs.
New Orleans is such an authentic place, you don't want to do anything that's inauthentic in a way.
He hopes new tenants, like Whole Foods, will work with local sign designers and embrace a retro look. That way they'll shine along with their neighbors, like Zulu, not overshadow them. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.